Wild foods are important to Alaskans and especially to rural residents. But as Cambier's Jacqueline Estes reports, subsistence users and scientists say climate change is affecting wildlife populations, access to subsistence resources, and food preservation.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says subsistence hunting and fishing make up a large share of the food supply in rural Alaska, about 375 pounds per person per year, compared to 22 pounds per person in urban areas. Stanley Hawley, tribal administrator for Kivalina in northwest Alaska, says subsistence involves more than putting food on the table.
Once we get exposed to that livelihood, that way of living, it gets ingrained in our spirit and in our soul and in our psyche.
Leroy Adams is the tribal housing coordinator in Kivalina, where one bowhead whale would feed the village for a year.
And that's one good thing about Kivalina, is that the sharing of the food.
According to a health assessment of Kivalina by the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, or ANTHC, the ice there in years past was as much as 12 feet thick and provided a stable surface for travel and hunting. But in recent years, the ice has been thinner and sometimes isn't there when the whales are passing by, headed to rich feeding grounds farther north. Adams says it takes more gasoline and it's more dangerous to travel the distance to the whales in small boats.
The migration pattern is about, I'd say about 60 to 90 miles out, although they haven't landed a bowhead whale in 10 or 12 years or so. They still haven't given up.
Mike Williams of the Native Village of Akiak says access to subsistence foods is changing in western Alaska, too. For instance, when the Kuskokwim River froze, then thawed in November, Williams says fishermen were left with no way to empty their fish traps, and his were damaged.
They were so full that they busted open, and it's just not regular, you know, checking every day, and we had to wait until there was a freeze, so it can be safe enough to get to our traps.
William says reports of walrus with empty stomachs at a time of year when they need to be piling on the blubber and salmon runs that don't meet escapement goals for spawning also raise concerns about wildlife populations. He says some years when they do catch fish, wet, warm spring weather interferes with food preservation.
We can't even dry our fish when it's you know, raining all the time and moist, and the fish can't dry when, you know, after we cut them up and they spoil.
Mike Brubaker, director of the ANTHC Center for Climate Change and Health, is launching a program to give hunters in the Bering Strait region test strips to check for germs, viruses, and parasites that cause disease in humans. He says one of the pathogens they're checking for is the parasite toxoplasmosis, which can cause birth defects and eye and brain damage in vulnerable populations. Brubaker says it once occurred only in land mammals, including domestic cats, but that's changing.
It's in about 10% of caribou that have been sampled. They find toxo. And also in about 50% of harbor seals that have been sampled. So somehow some of these pathogens are moving around the wildlife population, and they're moving into new sectors of wildlife, like from land mammals to sea mammals.
Brubaker says the program will allow hunters to check food safety and provide baseline data on the prevalence of pathogens in wildlife, as well as any changes that may occur as temperatures continue to rise. Brubaker's shop has completed health assessments in 20 northern and northwest Alaska communities. He says the reports document the effects of thawing permafrost, melting sea ice, and changing river and lake conditions on wildlife populations, access to subsistence resources, and food preservation throughout those regions. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.